Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Nikki Fuller.
Very sorry. I just want to let you know this call is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet? Oh, I'm so sorry. This was in regards to that NEC lawsuit, correct?
Yes, I know time.
Sorry about that. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in that NEC lawsuit?
Say it again.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit? And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Okay. And what was your, was it your daughter, son?
Your phone cracking up.
Was it your
It
daughter or
was
was
my
it
son.
your
I
son?
heard his phone. Son. I heard son.
And do you know what he was diagnosed with?
NEC.
And then do you know what time do you can you tell me what that was?
Said what time?
Yeah, so exactly what the diagnosis was.
Just told you, you just asked me. Necrotizing?
Sorry.
Hello? Necrotizing?
And again, I'm very, very sorry about that for your son. What type of injuries has he sustained?
Brain injury, walking. He had to have surgery.
And then, what type of injuries has he sustained? So, like, still injuries?
That again.
What type of injuries has he sustained? So, like, what type of injuries does he have now? I do have neurological damage. Does he have any ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions? Any intestinal perforations? Scarring or strictures in the intestines? Sorry?
Intestinal perforation.
Oh,
Intestinal
intestinal.
perforation.
Okay,
Yeah.
got you. And then, do you have medical records showing proof of the diagnosis or injuries? And then, to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of his diagnosis?
May 1st, 2012.
May 1st, 2012. So he was diagnosed on May 1st. That was May 1st, correct?
Yeah.
And then, what was the, it was your son?
It again. Your phone
It was,
blanked out.
so it was your son, correct?
Yes.
And then, was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
And how long after being fed the formula was your son diagnosed with NEC? Do you know the name of the doctor that he was treated at, or the name of the hospital he was treated at?
Dr. Kenya Park.
And then what was the name of the hospital he was treated at?
Southwest Memorial Hermann.
South Western Memorial Hospital.
Southwest Memorial Hermann, yes.
And then what city and state was that in?
Houston, Texas.
Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then just one second. The address I found was 7600 Beach Hunt or Beechnut Street, Houston, Texas, 77074.
Yes.
And then what was the name of the doctor that you were treated by?
Dr. Kenya Park.
Dr. Kenya Park.
Yes.
Just one second. And then is that the same address that he was born at?
Yes.
And then what brand of formula was used? Was it Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, Nestle? And then would you be filing this claim? You are the mother, correct? And your son is still alive, correct?
Yes.
And do you have authority to sign on your son's behalf?
That again.
Do you have the authority to sign on your son's behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And then is your son, are you and your son both citizens of the United States? Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth, if I may ask?
I can't hear you.
What was the gestational
That
age?
again. My age.
No, so you're the gestational age at birth. So do you know how many weeks pregnant you were when you gave birth? 32?
32 weeks.
And did your son become diagnosed with NEC while he was still at the hospital, or did they leave and come back?
Was at the hospital.
And then, do you know what the name, and then, sorry, do you know what the injured or your son's date of birth is?
April 16, 2012.
April 16th, 2012. And then, what
You
is
asked
his
me
current?
for his birthday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, what is his current age?
He's 12.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate? And did any of your friends, family, anyone else you know ever also use a certain type of formula and or also have a kid that was diagnosed with NEC?
I'm not sure.
And then what was the main injury
I
or
don't
medical problem? Sorry?
think so. NEC, I'm not sure anyway. No.
Okay.
You said, do anybody in my family have NEC, right?
Yeah, if anyone else had like a similar experience with their children.
No.
Okay. And then
No.
can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
A male.
And then can I have his first name, middle name, and last name?
Andre, Andra Lavar, Lavar, Peters, Peters, Junior.
And then, can I have his full social? This is just for HIPAA purposes.
I don't have it on me right now at this moment.
So, we would need a social to move forward. Is there any way that you would be able to grab that social? Or is there any time? Like, is anyone at home that you can get it from?
Yeah, just
No worries. If you could, yeah, if you could have someone like text it to you.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, perfect.
4 4 5 6 7 7 5 5 7 6.
And then can I have your, okay, and then I'm just gonna read this back. I have 4 5 6 7 7 5 5 7 6.
I'm giving you my social. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
'Cause you're confusing me. I got you my social.
No, that's okay. So, do you have your sons?
About your ex for mine?
No, that would be next. You're good. For now, we just need your sons.
One, four, five.
1 4 5.
Five, six.
Five, six,
7 0.
7 0,
7 0. 8 8.
8 8. And so I have 1 4 5 5 6 7 0 8 8.
Yes, sir.
And then can I have your first name?
Nikki Fuller.
And then can I have your middle name?
Danielle.
And then last name is Fuller.
D8. Yeah.
And that was Daniel or Den, Ielle.
Danielle. Like, yeah.
So Daniyelle.
No, just Yale. YELL.
Okay, got you. I have Nikki Danielle Fuller. Okay. And then what is your current marital status?
Single.
Single. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Perfect. And then your social that you accidentally get or but you like I asked for your
Four,
son and then
five,
you gave me
six.
yours. It was 4 5 6. I have it on I have the file. I have 4 5 6 7 7 5 5 7 6.
Oh, well, you already had. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I just saved it and put it down for when I would ask. And then can I have your date of birth?
04/13/1986. 82. I'm sure.
No worries. No worries.
It is
Zero four.
96.
It's 1986.
04/13. We have the same birthday. You got it?
You guys have the same birthday?
No, mine's is April 13th.
And then
His is
his.
on the 16th.
Okay, perfect. I was gonna say I thought I had his wrong. I have your date of birth is 04/13/1986. And then your full social is 4 5 6 7 7 5 5 7 6.
Yes, sir.
And then the email address I have is fullernikki1986@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
And the phone number I have is 281-759-2326.
Yes.
And the primary number I have is a, or is this a mobile or a home phone?
You can take it off. It was my daughter's because the phone kept messing up, and I already dropped off at work.
So the 281 number, is that your personal number?
Yes, sir.
And is that a mobile or is that a home phone?
I'm mobile.
Perfect. And then you said, okay. And then, so wait, this is your primary number, correct? So this is how we would reach you.
Yeah.
And then can I have your full home address, please?
Don't know my address by heart. It's 1 2 3.
Sorry. Full home, like home address? Just where you like where you live. I'm sorry, so
1 2 3 8.
one, two, two, three, eight.
Sunset Meadow Line.
I couldn't hear that last part. What was it?
Sunset Meadow Line.
Sunset Meadow Lane, Houston, Texas.
Lane. 770 35.
And that's your address? Your home address? Okay. Thank you for confirming. Do you have any official documents? This probably would not apply to you, but you do have the file to, or the ability to file on your son's behalf.
Yes.
And can I have your full name, as listed on the birth certificate?
Nikki Fuller.
And then these next couple questions we just have to ask. Usually they're no, but again, I'm very sorry. We just have to ask. Are you aware of any custody or parenting-related issues of abuse, neglect, loss of custody, or anything like that?
No.
Usually, yeah, I was going to say, usually it's a no, but we just have to confirm. So I'll put no. And then, do you have any family detail history or family history details of abuse?
No.
And were any of the following issues during the pregnancy, any hypertensive disease, tobacco abuse, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed
No.
cord clamping, HIV or AIDS, anything like that? Okay. And yeah, again, usually it's a no for most people. We just have to ask for medical reasons and like family history. Was the child born premature?
Yes.
And what state was the child born in? Texas. Okay. And then was your child diagnosed in the NICU, the NICU?
Yes.
Do you know what your child's admission date and discharge date were? Did you have the admission and
I
discharge?
know his it's a mission, like going in
Yeah, so
our
what date
job
he went
our
into? What?
what date I went into the hospital perhaps.
So the do you know what the NICU is? The NICU?
I know what the NICU is, but you asked me what date did I go to have him?
So your child was diagnosed in the NICU, correct?
Yeah, no.
No, he
He was
wasn't.
diagnosed in the hospital.
Okay, but was he diagnosed in
He
the
was diagnosed in NICU, in the NICU.
Okay.
You asked me 3 questions at one time. That's why I'm trying to.
All right. And then so do you know the admission date or when he was admitted to the NICU? If he was diagnosed there.
Already. From birth, he was there.
He was in the NICU from
I
birth.
have the actual date. Yeah.
That's good. Do you know the full name of the child as it appears on the birth certificate?
Andre LeVar Peters
Got you. Thank you. Andre. And then what was the spelling on the middle name?
LeVar, LaVar.
Awesome. And then Peter Jr. All right. And then can I have his birth weight when he was or his weight at birth?
2 pounds.
About 2 pounds, okay. And then do you know what that was in ounces or what 2 pounds is in ounces? I think it's like 24 or
24.
I think it's never mind. I got it. 32 ounces, and then in gram. Okay. Do you know when he was first given the formula or when the usage date started?
No, he was there. The
So like the first day he was born? Or so and then what was that? What was his date?
You say, do I know the date?
Yeah, so when they first started giving him formula, just to the best of your
From
knowledge.
birth. From birth. When I had.
And then what was his birthday then? So they started giving it to him on April the 16th.
Yeah.
Do you know when they stopped giving it to him? Sorry. You know when they stopped giving him the formula? Like 2 days after, a few days after, just when you thought.
After 14 days.
So they gave him formula for 14 days. Okay. What was the time between usage and injury?
You say what was the time?
Yeah, so between given the formula and when he was diagnosed.
You want me to know the time from
Like, so when he was first given it, and then how long after he was given the formula was he diagnosed, ma'am?
Oh, when he was drinking it. Oh, okay, because it sounded how you were saying it
Okay.
was difficult.
So what was it?
I would give him what they would give him, not me. After 15 days, he got diagnosed. And that's when he started facing symptoms.
And was he ever fed breast milk prior to the formula? If he was fed breast milk prior to receiving formula, did the child show any complications or any C symptoms while being fed breast milk?
No, sir.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming. Was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
That again?
Sorry, so was the child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital?
I don't know what you're saying at the front.
Was the child fed
Oh.
for Wait, sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Now I can hear you.
Okay. Was your child fed formula or fortifier in the hospital? It's probably a yes.
Yes.
Got you. And then after your child was given, did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow or milk-based formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia,
Yes.
swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, and or bloody stools. Anything?
Vomiting, stomach pain. Yes.
Anything else?
Blood stools.
Anything else?
Breathing issues.
Okay. Do you have, I just want to see, is there anything else I can put down? I do have, swollen stomach, bloody stools, green vomit. Anything else I can put down?
No.
And do you have any copies of the medical records for the injured party?
No.
You don't have any of the medical records for your son?
They're at the hospital.
Okay.
They're at the hospital.
And what treatment did your son
Not
receive?
that lost and I heard that.
One more time. What
Say
was that?
again.
Or what were you saying? I'm sorry.
What? No, it's okay. Go ahead and ask me a question.
What treatment or medical procedures did your son undergo due to the NEC? Was there antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, or laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line, unrelated
Laptop.
surgeries? Sorry.
You just named the latest two. Laparotomy surgery and necrotizing.
What? Wait, what was the last one?
Laparotomy surgery.
And then what was the last one that you said?
Necrotizing.
He experienced necrotizing due to necrotizing? Oh, man. So, what treatment or medical
No, you
procedures
said
did your
what?
son undergo due to NEC? So, did he have antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PICC line?
Antibiotics.
All right. And then, what was the when was he last treated for NEC, if I may ask?
And you forgot vitamin therapy, too.
Oh, vitamin therapy,
Well,
okay.
I forgot to say it. Yeah.
Perfect. And then when was he last treated for the NEC? Do you remember?
Before the diagnosis.
No, so when was he last treated for NEC? So it probably would have.
One of these last treated.
Oh, yeah. So when was your son last treated for NEC? So after he was diagnosed. And he was being treated for it. When was the last time that they
Before,
treated?
yeah, 40 to 50 days.
What? 40 to 50 days? When? Like, when? Since what?
All you asked him when was the last time he was treated?
Yeah. So, when was the last time he was treated for NEC? So, after being diagnosed, if he went through any, like, procedures, therapy, or not therapy,
He was
sorry.
under observation from diagnosis.
What? No, like, so when was the last
Didn't
time
hear
that
me?
he was treated? No, I'm pretty sure I did. When was the last time that he was treated for NEC related issues? So, like, after being diagnosed, when was the last time that he was being treated for it? Like, for treatment to, like, help it? Do you know when the last time he was treated for it? You were saying it was before he was diagnosed, which. Do you remember the last time he was treated for it? Or given like chemo or like given antibiotics being treated for it? When do you remember the last time that was?
Okay. May 20th. It's like you asking me three questions at one time.
Okay. Do you know the name of the doctor that he was treated by? You said it was Kenya Parks.
Dr. Kenya Park.
And then the diagnosing facility, and then we just have to go over this one more time, is Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital.
Yes.
And then the phone number I have is 713-456-5000. And then the address I have is 7600 Beechnut Street, Houston, Texas, 77075.
Yes, sir.
And then, do you know? Okay, wait, oh, sorry, just one second. Going to assume the. Do you know if the treating doctor, was he the same as the diagnosing doctor?
You say was the treating doctor determines the diagnosis. Doctor. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And he was, your son was treated at the same facility,
Yes.
for the NEC. Okay. All right. Just one second. We're almost done. Was there any abdominal surgeries performed, or did your son experience any swollen abdomen with discoloration?
No, I don't remember. No,
Do you know the bowel staging of NEC? The child had any, or do you know? Yeah, do you know the bowel staging of NEC that the child had? And could you describe the symptoms?
you said describe the symptoms. We just went through that.
You know the bowel staging that the NEC was,
Yeah.
or what stage it was?
No, I don't.
They did not tell you that at when they were telling you what he was diagnosed with.
Inflation.
Then, how is your child doing now?
Very
Are there
society.
any, sorry, one more time?
Intentional stage.
And so, how is your child doing
First,
now?
the first
Is
stage.
there any like ongoing issues that they're still dealing with, or is everything okay now?
There some ongoing issues.
And then what, in detail, do you know what those issues were, or?
The same. I'm not the same.
Not the same
Mm-mm.
from birth.
Liver problem.
And liver issues.
Hello. Yes.
So I said her son still has some issues. He is not the same. He has liver issue. There are existing liver issues.
Yes.
Is do you know, okay, and then do you know exactly what type of liver issues, or if there's like anything specific I should put here, or is it like a diagnosed problem that we have?
No.
He has liver
Normal.
issues, normal liver issues. Is there anything else we can put down here, as far as like if he's sustained any of his issues from having any C, if he still has any thing going on?
Liver problem.
Got you.
That's it.
And are there any other medical notes that I can put down?
No.
And then for this last part, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it unnecessary in the unfortunate, excuse me, in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you? Sorry about that.
346.
And then do they live with you or do they not live with you?
They do not.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Alfred, Alfred Fuller, Fuller. My brother, 346-901-8758.
346-901-8758.
Yes.
And then can I do you have his home address?
I don't.
Okay, I think that's okay. I won't. That's fine. And then I'm just going to send over our attorney retainer. Just let me know as soon as you do get it. It's going to come to either phone or text message or email. And I'm just going to confirm a few things before I send it out really quick. The primary home address I have is 12238 Sunset Meadow Lane, Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas. And that is the home address, correct?
Yes, sir.
Which apartment number is it? Are these apartments?
They're townhomes, so
It's
the
just
apartment number is the one that I give you, the street, like 12238, what I gave you, that's what it is.
Okay, perfect. And then the address of the hospital that I have that he was diagnosed at for Memorial Hermann Southwest Hospital is 7600 Beech Nut Street, Houston, Texas 77074.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then Andre Lavar Peters, that's Andre Lavar Peters, Peters.
Yes, sir.
And his full social is 1455607088.
Yes, sir.
And then for Nikki, Nikki Danielle, Danyell, and then Fuller, Fuller.
Yes, sir.
And then your social is 4567755 76, and the date of birth for you is 04/13/1986.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. I'm sending over our attorney retainer right now. Just let me know as soon as it comes through. And then just take a second, look through. When you do click on the link for the first time, it's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. And then if you have any trouble accessing the documents, just let me know. But as soon as you click on the link, it should take you to where. Okay, perfect. Just let me know if you have any questions. Perfect. I'm just going to double check everything on there is correct. When you were going through it, did all of the home addresses, date of births, birthdays, did everything look correct to you around there when you were going through? Perfect. I do have all of the addresses and everything on here. You should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text from my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours, but probably next week or by the end of today. So if you have any questions for me, just let me know. Yeah, other than that, you're good to go though for the day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.